Welcome back, everybody. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's Monday morning. That means it's time for our weekly theater review with Maryland Morning's intrepid theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, Tom.
So you have been to see Godspell, an icon of the musical theater, if ever there were one. It's at the Cockpit in Court. They're in residence on the Essex campus of Community College of Baltimore County. Godspell dates back to 1971. Actually, it was pretty daring at the time. I know this show. This is one of the few examples in which we'll talk about a show that I actually am familiar with, because when I was a kid in high school in 1971, I played this show many, many times. It was daring, I guess, because there were hippies portraying Jesus and his followers. It doesn't seem like it would be particularly daring today, but what about Cockpit's production? Does it have that 60s, 70s feel, or did they try something new? Did they try to update it?
Well, Tom, James Honeycutt, who directed and choreographed this production, does a little bit of both. It's kind of a mix of that hippie, anti-establishment sensibility. It opened in the same year in New York as Jesus Christ Superstar. There was kind of a, this was in the air then.
Yeah, there was a glut of Jesus musicals.
Yeah, that's right. And when it opened, it had a lot of up-to-the-minute references, and this one does too. But, of course, the minute is more recent now. So it has some references. Some of these newer references come from a revival that was done on Broadway in 2011. Believe it or not, Donald Trump was actually mentioned in that 2011 revival. And he is mentioned here, but in addition to saying, "You're fired," there's a line this time about a wall.
It reminds me of like the Gilbert and Sullivan shows that they throw in, you know, topical jokes. I mean, is Godspell one that they always throw in topical jokes?
I don't know if they always do. This show certainly can stand it and allows for it. And because it was done in 2011, I think there's a certain freedom in there. And it always was a show that was of its time. So, I guess that fits. We should say that this is a musical adaptation of the Gospel of Matthew, and it was created by John Michael Tebelek and Stephen Schwartz. Jesus and his followers in this version have cell phones talking about updating. There are references to Twitter, there are references to Facebook. At one point, the character of a judge is wheeled on in a big revolving chair like the judges in The Voice, and the words, "I want you," were painted on the base of the chair's platform. So the production has a little fun with the material, and that is, yes, I think, in keeping with the original.
It's like the ninth beatitude that people don't often remember. Blessed are those who tweet, for they shall be found to be kind of stupid a lot of the times. Yeah. So this show, Godspell, has a relatively rare distinction in that many of its songs actually passed over to the pop charts. I know when I was playing it in the 70s, these were songs that you heard on the radio. It wasn't that you just heard them in the theater. How do they strike you now? I mean, it's easy for songs like this, some 40-odd years later, to sound kind of dated. What do you think? Are they fresh?
They're definitely familiar, more familiar than fresh, I think. Stephen Schwartz composed this score very quickly, and he was able to do that in part because a number of the songs are actually an instance of him setting existing hymns to new music, "Turn Back, O Man," and "All Good Gifts." So those songs are really familiar on two levels. But they get very high-spirited, energetic performances at Cockpit. They have a very good band. And they make the most of the best-known song. Now, you can tell me what that is, I'm sure.
Indeed.
Yes. They turn it into an audience sing-along. The house lights come up and the cast goes into the aisles. The lyrics are projected on a screen in multiple languages. This is a very inclusive show. So let's listen to Cockpit doing that best-known song.
Ah, yes. Day by Day. It sounds like a very earnest attempt at that tune. A very famous song and a good song. This, you mentioned that Godspell was Stephen Schwartz's first show. He went on to write Pippin and Wicked. I mean, he has made himself quite a career on Broadway. But does this sound like a youthful work? I mean, can you sort of tell early Schwartz versus, you know, late Schwartz with Wicked and the great songs that are in that show?
Well, he was only 23 years old when he wrote this, 3 decades before Wicked. The show includes a brief reference to Wicked, by the way. I think it does seem like a youthful work, but it's also a show that is about youth, so that's actually an asset. And this young cast at Cockpit plays it like a group of overexcited kids. Sometimes they're a little too overexcited and you obscure some of the lyrics get obscured. Ryan Slattery, who plays Jesus, plays him as a kind of preppy, likable guy. And Jake Zarenko is double cast as John the Baptist and Judas. It's always done that way. He plays both characters.
He's a good guy and a bad guy.
The flip side. He plays both of them with a little bit of arrogance, though, and he doesn't do anything to distinguish between them, which I think is a little confusing. I should say, in terms of the youth of the show, the youth of the score, Godspell is a show that Stephen Schwartz has stayed involved with over the years. So it was made into a movie 2 years after the Broadway, after the New York show, the off-Broadway show opened. And he wrote a new song called Beautiful City that replaced We Beseech Thee in the movie. Both of those songs were included in the 2011 Broadway revival, and both of them are included in this production. Beautiful City is a solo for Jesus, and Ryan Slattery does a lovely job. He sings it with just keyboard accompaniment, and you see projections of bombed-out cities and then young people and construction workers working to rebuild them. So it does have a definite topicality.
All right, let's give a listen to that.
We can build a beautiful city, not a city of angels. We can build a city of men.
I think Kate's got a good voice. He sings nicely. Yes. Ryan Slattery. So he plays Jesus in this production, Cockpit in the Courts production of Godspell. So this is the beginning of the summer season for Cockpit and Court. They only do shows during the summer. And this is their first one. Are they getting off to a good start with this production of Godspell?
They are. I think they are. Cockpit and Court took a production of Godspell to the Soviet Union back in 1991 as part of a theater exchange. So Cockpit itself has some history with this show. And in this current production, James Honeycutt has staged an especially strong ending. It's not an earth-shattering revival, but I would give it a small hallelujah.
A small hallelujah for Godspell. You know, this seems to me, Judy, to be the kind of show that works really well for a community-based theater like Cockpit. I mean, this is the cast is not teeny, but it's not huge either, so it's got a reasonable number of people.
And the band is relatively small.
Right?
It's basically kind of rock band.
It's a pop band, so it's not like you need a big orchestra. The songs are doable by high school kids, you know, young actors, aspiring people, young professionals. So it seems like this is a good choice. All right, terrific, Judy. Well, thank you so much. And next week, you're going to tell us about The Three Musketeers, which is being presented outside by the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. They do their summer series in this beautiful thing in Ellicott City.
The Patapsco Female Institute.
Right. Yes. And I was there for the first time last week and saw their production, Romeo and Juliet, which I thought was terrific. And it was really fun being outside.
Oh, it's a gorgeous setting, too.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to talk about that next week. Thanks so much. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick. Cockpit in Court's production of Godspell continues through Sunday. Again, that's on the Essex campus of the Community College of Baltimore County, Godspell. And we'll have a link to all of the information about tickets and times, etc., on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. It is Maryland Morning on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. For Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, we appreciate your tuning in. We'll see you on Wednesday. Have a great day.